Question was asked, why did Mordechai save the life of Ahasuerus from Bigson Viserys? So Chazal tell us that from here we learn that when we're in exile, we have to show a certain patriotism. There has to be a certain faithfulness to the nation that is housing the Jews. So even though Ahasuerus had stopped the building of the Beit HaMikdash, and in that sense, he wasn't a good king, on the other hand, up until that point, Ahasuerus was still a decent king. He was treating us fairly. After that point, Ahasuerus was a partner in killing us. But until that point, he wasn't. I would add that we have to wonder why Mordechai was there altogether. In the book of Ezra, he already ascends to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. So it seems that Mordechai came back with the intention of getting political clout. So I don't understand Chazal. Chazal tell us we learn from Mordechai to be faithful to the leadership, and I would think the exact opposite. We learn from Mordechai good politics. I wouldn't have said what Chazal said. I don't understand Chazal. I understand that Mordechai is interested in getting a license to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. So he has two approaches. He can say, let's let this king be bumped off by the assassins, and then who knows who's going to be king, if it'll help me or hurt me. Or he can say, let me help the king, and maybe I'll find favor in his eyes, and in good time, that'll help me get the license to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. So if I were approaching the Psukim without Chazal, I would have said that Mordechai had every reason in the world to save Ahasuerus' life, because this was part of paving the path to get Ahasuerus to believe that the Jewish leaders are not interested in rebelling against him. Ahasuerus, at least on the surface, said, I'm not letting you rebuild the Beit HaMikdash because you're going to rebel against me. So it was perfectly in Mordechai's interest, on a pshat level, to save Ahasuerus' life. It was another point in the favor of the Jews. And that's what it would seem he was trying to accomplish. So I don't know why Chazal learned from here that we should be faithful to the local leadership. I would say, here he had an interest. Who said that he would have done it otherwise? Again, I'm not sure. Chazal say that's what we learned from here. I don't understand that, Chazal. I don't know.
Wasn't that concept first from Yirmiyahu? If they allow you to practice, no?
That's fine. But how do you learn it from Mordechai? The Gemara says learn it from Mordechai, and I don't understand how you learn it from Mordechai.
It's not necessarily two different things. To be a good citizen and to gain political...
right, if I'm trying because I have an interest, then it's not because I'm a good citizen.
It wasn't so.